Now let's take a closer look at the case of two American journalists who are being detained in North Korea. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were arrested in March. North Korean officials say they entered the country illegally with hostile intent and sentenced them to 12 years of hard labor. Victor Cha is a professor at Georgetown University, and he's an expert on North Korea. He joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me ask you if you were surprised at this sentence, 12 years of reform through labor. That would be hard labor.
It's a pretty harsh sentence. It's if they were actually be sent to a labor camp, that would be the first time Americans have ever been sent there in North Korea, ones that have been held in captivity. So I thought it was a pretty harsh sentence, and the North Koreans were clearly trying to send a message about how they don't want people on their border reporting on refugees.
Which is what the women say they were there to do. Is it likely that these women will actually spend time in a labor camp? I mean, the prison system in North Korea has been described as a gulag.
Yeah, it's about the worst conditions that one could imagine. The question as to whether they will spend time there, it's not clear. They've been staying in a guest house for the past 3 months, which is relatively comfortable, actually nice by North Korean standards. If they actually were sent to labor camps, that would be quite bad, and I think extremely bad for what are already bad U.S.-North Korean relations.
And this presents, obviously, a challenge for President Obama. He said he's taking a very hard look at tougher measures against North Korea around other issues. Does this give North Korea that much leverage detaining these women?
You know, I don't think it gives them leverage. I mean, I think they've made a point about how they don't like people on their border. And I think now that they've made the point, they could gain a lot of goodwill by releasing them if an envoy were to go there and get them. But in the larger nuclear game, you know, many of the things that North Korea wants in terms of energy assistance and help from the outside world, all that has been on the table, both at the end of the Bush administration and the beginning of the Obama administration. So if that's what they want, they should do that in the nuclear talks, and then this is a completely separate humanitarian track that they should negotiate on.
Now, you're saying should, and we're talking to Victor Cha. He's an expert on North and South Korea. You're saying they should, meaning North Korea should, but will they?
Yeah, that's the thing. There are many things that the North should do that they don't do that would be helpful to them. So we are in a very difficult situation at this point, and I think it'll require some sort of contact between the two governments in order to get these two released, whether the North does it through a pardon or whether they simply do it because of an apology that's offered by the United States, whatever it takes to get these two Americans out, because they should not serve time in a labor camp.
Is it clear who's calling the shots in North Korea right now?
Well, it looks as though Kim Jong-il, the leader, is still the titular leader of North Korea. But there clearly is a movement to hand over power to the third and the youngest son. This could also be related to this question of the two journalists, because in a dictatorship like North Korea, if you have a power transition, they look to secure their external environment. And one of the things they don't like is people talking about refugees, because that's a threat to the stability of the regime. So there could be some connection between the leadership transition and the two journalists.
Just very briefly, in the few seconds we have left, you've been involved in negotiations with North Korea in the past, in fact, in the past administration. Do you have any thumbnail advice for this administration?
Well, I think they've been pretty much on the right track on the nuclear angle, wanting to engage with the North at the beginning and sending clear signals. North Korean behavior has clearly taken them off this track at this point. I mean, I think if a negotiator were to go and try to get these journalists, they would be going in with a great deal of uncertainty. They wouldn't know if they're going to have success. They wouldn't know who they're going to meet. At the same time, though, I think it's necessary to go there and negotiate with them, because that's your only shot at getting something from them.
Victor Cha is a professor at Georgetown University and Korea chair for the Center for Strategic and International Studies.